Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco. Check the For You app for more deals.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad. And I tried to handle it gently. The first thing in his bio was he was born in 1952. And if my grandpappy's on Twitter roasting somebody, I hope they handle him gently. And I tried to.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
Yeah, all three of us would have been like drinking through a tube right now, telling our wives like, hey, really great to see you.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
What I think about Caleb Williams. The first thing that jumped off the tape to me is his ability to throw on the move, right? I didn't think USC protected him that great this season. I thought he had to generate a lot of plays outside the pocket, outside of structure. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I thought he was extremely accurate when he was on the move.
With Bernstein and Holmes.
You can kind of see how this marriage is coming together, where there's a lot of traits on tape that you can see that are going to carry over, cross over.
On 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
Tim Jenkins is on Twitter at T Jenkins Elite, founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He is with us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm pumped up to be back.
Well, here's my question. Before we get to what the Bears will do, might do, what Shane Waldron has done, what I want to know from you right now, if you were coordinating this offense and game planning and you had these toys and they said, look, it's all you. You can design the game plan, the philosophy, the sequencing. What would you do?
Letting it rip. I mean, I don't think there's like the thing that I think is going to be interesting is to see what carries over from like the traditional NFL, right? The, hey, we're going to get under center. We want to run outside zone. We want to boot. We want to do all this stuff that's kind of famous in this offense to, like you said, the personnel that they have, right? I just think it's the receiving core is a little ridiculous to not, I mean, you almost want to exclusively be in 10, right? Or some form of it, right? I think there's also a lot of situations to me where it's like I would pound the table. We used to call it like aught one, right? Well, I would pound the table to be in four wide, one tight end, right? And I'd motion DJ Moore back in the backfield or so Rome what, or
is
whoever.
Is that 0-1 or one?
Yeah, it's 0-1, right? Okay, you just have four receivers, one tight end, no back, and motion DJ back there if you want to run the ball, right? I think like anytime you watch DJ Moore – with a tunnel screen, like you can see how he would relate to outside zone or toss. You know, I don't think that's like revolutionary. So to me, there'd be a ton of different personnel groups that I would be getting in that would make, I think, defensive coordinators, it'd be a nightmare because, you know, you see one tight end and four receivers in the game and you think to yourself, okay, hey, I'm going to get really light in the box. And then all of a sudden, if you just line up with somebody in the backfield and you run it at them, like there's not a lot you can do if, you know, a tight end's climbing up to your secondary and, you know, who's supposed to be a linebacker is now all of a sudden a DB. So to me, it would be a lot of personnel groupings. I think Caleb, obviously, you watch his film and you think to yourself, man, there are so many things I can do with him. I do think I think as exciting as he is on tape, you still have to ease him into the NFL and not like, hey, let's just go ahead and make everything so complex and hard on the kid. Because at the end of the day, he is still going from the Pac-12, right, to an NFL defense, which are drastically different things from just a schematic standpoint of all the different looks they can give you. So I do think there's, you know, still things that we have to ease him into the NFL game. What I will tell you, though, is if you get super creative formationally and personnel grouping, you then limit the defense, right? So just play it through in 10 personnel. You don't see that much true 10, right? One back, no tight end, four receivers in the league. You really don't see that much of it. So defensive call sheets will be limited against that group, right? So to me, there are certain ways that you can kind of simplify the defensive looks he's going to get based on what group we have out there and then formationally what we give him.
When you broke down Caleb Williams, you were able to kind of give us a glimpse of what the Shane Waldron concepts, whether they can be married to what it is that Caleb Williams does. So when you went through the film, can you share with the folks that listen to The Score on how this might work with those two guys?
Yeah, I think the first thing that's so boring to hear about but jumps off is the quick game. Like, Shane does a really good job. He did a really great job of putting Geno in a position to play on time a majority of the times the ball hits him in the hand, right? Which is what you want as a quarterback. You don't want, you know, we all get excited about the deep ones and the downfield shots, and we get excited about that, but 60% of the game, hopefully, is, hey, I'm playing on time and in rhythm, right? So he did a really good job of, you know, those first and 10 plays or those P&10, possession and 10, where it's like we're moving our feet forward, right? I thought that was great. You saw Seahawks, their quick game. And then USC, I mean, it was like there were certain teams they played. You know, they came up here, played CU and Boulder, and it was like they saw so much off coverage that Caleb just took, you know, the underneath nonstop, and he was on time the whole time. So I think quick game jumped off at you. The ability to kind of isolate a receiver backside, which is what I think this Bears team has almost unlimited matchups doing. Like, just imagine for a second, right? Keenan Allen's the number two receiver to your left. DJ Moore's the number one receiver outside. You got two guys to the right, and you motion DJ Moore across the formation. You've gone from a balanced look, 2x2, to all of a sudden 3x1, and guess what? You're now slot player, was on Keenan Allen, but now he's isolated backside one-on-one in a true who you would want to be your bona fide corner, but you're probably going to run your corner across with DJ Moore. So now all of a sudden you've got these backside shots, and I think they can get to it so creatively. I think we'll see a lot of what DK Metcalf was doing for the Seahawks, but you almost have two or three guys now with the Bears that can do it. So you're going to be able to get to those more creatively to create better matchups, which to me, USC did a ton of those isolated shots. And then the last thing too, that I like really, really enjoyed is kind of a nuance of the game, which is the high red. So not the true money zone, right? Not the true red zone where it's 20 and in, but that high red zone, right? 20 to kind of 35 yard line. The Seahawks were notorious for crossing midfield and taking a high red shot towards the end zone. And it worked out a lot. And USC did that a ton too. So those are little things where I think Caleb will feel comfortable with high red shots, whereas some quarterbacks who come from a different college offense, right, they're conservative in that because, hey, there's a field goal potential, right? So you're a little more conservative. But he's played for an aggressive play caller from the high red, and I think Shane, you know, really fits that as well.
That's often a tight end skinny post seam route. Is Gerald Everett up to that task?
I think so. I mean, I think it's like so hard for me with the Bears right now because if I'm being honest, it's like you just look at their receiving group, right? You look at the receivers now and it's like hard for me to kind of get off of them, right? They're just like, to me, I think that they're such an exciting group. But then, yeah, you look at Gerald. I think Cole still, I think he's a heck of a player. I think there's like, they're just going to be able to get to so many different things. And we haven't even really touched on DeAndre coming over, right? So you have the Swift kid who I think is good out of the backfield, right? So it's like, I don't know. I think the personnel groupings are dang near unlimited. I think the challenge is going to be is to not get too crazy, right? I think you look at all these weapons and you start going like, hey, I'm going to have a personnel grouping for this, 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 and I'm going to have plays for this, this, this. And that's, it's not the easiest thing on planet Earth because you sit there and you go, okay, hey, when we're in twins right, you know, we got three receivers to the right, one backside to the left, right? Let's say that's the verbiage they're using. That you're going to have to use a different T word if you're then in a different personnel grouping, which is that's going to be the challenge, is if you overcomplicate it with the personnel groupings and all these things and formationally, that's a ton on Caleb, especially if, you know, he's not necessarily the most used to being in a huddle and these sorts of things. So that's the hesitation. I think the tight ends are up to getting down the middle of the field. What I will tell you, though, is I don't know. I just think formationally you have three guys in that receiving group who really could play outside as a one, but shoot, you move them down the slot and it's like, I don't know who you match up. If you have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen on the same side, I really genuinely have no idea who you're going to play where. Like, I don't know how you roll a safety down to one of those guys. You bring your corner over, then all of a sudden, you know, the young kid's backside. It's a nightmare.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
When you look at Caleb Williams, like obviously everything is really impressive, but you've worked with high school, college, pro quarterbacks. What is the thing that no matter what they do, he won't be ready for when he starts out in the pros? Or is there a way to get him ready for that thing that you're worried about?
Yeah, a lot of it'll be a lot of it you'll have to try to cure through walkthrough. The number one thing he's not going to be ready for is how good defenders are at disguising, right? Like college guys, I used to joke about this. You walk up to the line of scrimmage in college and you see that linebacker and he's just standing perfectly still. It's like, you know, he's blitzing. Right? Like, it's not like these guys are bad actors at the college level. You know, they sit there and it's like they do everything to make you think they're not coming. And that's how you know they're coming. Right? I mean, to me, it's like the college game is so different. Pros, these guys have been in the league. They've seen everything. They know how to make it seem like, you know, corner cat is coming. And in reality, we're just in cover two. Right? They know how to make those things look identical. That's going to be his hardest adjustment. The thing that I tell you, the only worry I have from Caleb at all when I was watching his games doing that Bears video is I do think there's a time and a place to be hyper aggressive with the football. And then there's also a time where we are going to have to, we put the ball in harm's way, not you know, infrequently, right? Now, part of that, I think, is he's trying to come back against certain teams. Like, you're trying to come back against Notre Dame, or you're trying to come back against Oregon or Washington. Like, those are tough situations to be in as a quarterback, right? You're going to push a little bit more. But what I will say is that would be my only thing that I think, you know, I don't think he's going to come into the league and it's going to be a, you know, single digit interception year. I do think his first year, he's going to throw some picks. It's going to come from, hey, let me test, you know, this or that. Let me test my arm ability here. And I think that's okay. That's why they took him number one overall, right?
Right. He's got to calibrate that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's going to, and it's not even just him, right? The Broncos get the Bo Nix kid. He's going to have to do it too, right? Everybody's going to have to do it. I just think Caleb, that's what the only thing that I would tell you was worried some at all about me for tape. But what I'll tell you is what we're going from with Justin and kind of what I think, and I don't think this is Justin's fault. I think it's what the coaching staff got him to with being so careful with the football. I do think it's going to be a nice change of pace, having Shane calling the plays and then Caleb pushing the ball down the field.
It seems fashionable among some elements of Bears fandom right now, Tim, to say, okay, well, this is all great. You got all these skill position guys, but what about the offensive line? When I hear you talk about the quick game and talk about the amount of talent, to what extent do you think it does obviate any line issues?
A ton, right? Because you know how it is. If we hit you with three screens, or if we hit you with a tunnel and a quick game and then two screens, and you're a DN and your first two plays you got cut down and now you're worried about your knees for the rest of your career, and then the next two you think you have a free run at it, and guess what? We throw a screen behind you. Like, you're a bad rusher at that point, right? I think a lot of it has to come down to play sequencing. I think if they get into camp and they realize, listen, we can't hold up that well on 5 and 7 step drops, they're going to have to sequence it differently to where when we take shots, we move the pocket a little bit. Here's what I'll tell you. Seattle, I don't think they protected Geno well. They were still able to generate shots. They moved the launch point a lot, which is part of what you love about Caleb. You watch him on the move, and then you go, oh, hey, Shane likes to move the launch point. If we're not doing a good job protecting, hey, that's a perfect marriage, right, between moving off that, sprinting out, or selling boot. And there's a lot of stuff that carries over well. So they're just going to have to move the launch point a little bit if they feel like they can't hold up. And they're going to have to get it out in quick game. They're going to have to cut some people down. But the second you start doing stuff like that, DN, stop wanting to rush. Like, this, the NFL is highly complicated and then not complicated at all at the same time. If you're in the regular season, you're cutting people down and you're doing a lot of stuff that all of a sudden they're like, listen, I need 12 sacks this year to hit my incentive. I'm not going to keep doing this, right? Like, there's certain things that you can do to help slow down a rush, and they're going to just have to do that this season.
What did you think of Roma Dunze on tape?
I watched the Penix kid, obviously, who I really liked his game. I feel bad for where he went, right? Because now there's like this, like, everybody's trash in the pick. I thought he was a good player. I liked watching him. I'm going to be honest with you. I think there are a few guys that you turn on in college and you can just tell they're different, and the way they go compete for the football, he was one of them. We talked a lot last year about DJ Moore and how he's a football player. Right, he doesn't seem like a receiver. He seems like a genuine football player. Rome, to me, seems like cut from the exact same cloth, which I just really enjoy, because I watch tape from a quarterback's perspective, right? And the thing that you want to see is you want to see a big 6'3 guy go up and get the football for you if you give him a chance. And he did that. And I think when you have guys like DJ and him, you are so much more confident in giving them a chance because you know they're a football player. They're going to go try to make a play for you. And I mean, he just did that in spades. And I think, you know, obviously Penix, it helps that he played with a good quarterback last year. So there's certain things that you do with a good quarterback, or that you probably start to see when you play with a good quarterback, that at least now he, you know, he's going to be caught up when he sees Caleb, versus if you would have drafted him from, you know, Fort Lewis when Tim Jenkins was there. Hey, you got a lot to teach him, because I was probably just, you know, throwing ankle biters at him that he had to go save me on. So to me, it's like, I don't know. I think he's a heck of a pick, and I'm excited to see how those two grow together early in their career.
Tim, as always, we appreciate the time. Wait, are you got any camps coming to Chicago this summer or what?
Nothing in Chicago, but we do have 5 coming across the country. So if anyone's up for a little travel, we would love to have them.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Y'all are the best. I appreciate you.
That's Tim Jenkins. That's our OC.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.